Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. I pray that you are blessed today and that you'll feel the presence and the comfort of the Lord with whatever you may be going through. I'd like to share two names of Jesus that speak in a very special and particular way to some of the emotional trials that we can go through in this life. The first one is loneliness, which can be especially difficult and poignant during holiday seasons. And secondly, that of disappointment. And I'm sure we all can relate to the disappointments that come to us in our lives. But Jesus has many names, but I just wanted to share a couple aspects with you of two of his names. So let's look at the first trial that we can go through, and that is loneliness. And sometimes we can feel that even in the midst of people, someone that really deeply understands. I've heard the Bible College, if you have two good friends in your life, you're doing well. Well, I like to feel that maybe we can aspire to a little bit more than that. But nonetheless, there's only one friend who sticketh closer than a brother, and his name is Jesus. He always understands what we're going through. And even the very best and dearest of friends or family members cannot fully relate to the intricacies and the deepest feelings of your heart and soul, the things that you go through. So let's find out. I think we all understand, but Webster defines loneliness as being without company or cut off from others. And let's look first at the negative aspect of this. Well, 1 Peter 5 and 8, Peter talks about Satan going about as a roaring lion. And one effective hunting tactics of the lion is, and I've actually seen this on film, National Geographic or whatever, it's to separate its prey from the rest of the group. Now, the enemy does this to us physically or mentally. You could be in the midst of people and still feel very lonely and isolated. And if he can, he wants to delude us into thinking that we are unique in our particular struggle or battle. Even the great prophet Elijah in 1 Kings 19, after that tremendous event when the miracles of God were shown to all of Israel, he wanted God to take his life. He felt that he alone was left of those that really serve God. And it has been documented that the percentages of suicides and drinking and drugs and immorality increase during the holiday months, November and December, because people don't know what to do with themselves. And beloved, for those of us who know the Lord, only Jesus can fill the emptiness of the human soul. Now, the positive aspect of what we can do even when we're experiencing loneliness is prayer and communion with God. Even if we don't feel like it, He knows what's going on and He wants you to come to Him. Luke 9 and 18, just imagine what Jesus, He was touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He's gone through everything we can experience and yet was without sin. It says, and it came to pass as he was alone praying. And in that same gospel, chapter 22 and 41, and this is before his crucifixion in the Garden of Gethsemane, it says he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed. So in lonely times, beloved, what we need to do is trust the Lord and he will lift you up. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Scripture shows us that God's people have gone through the same depressing circumstances that plague us today, yet they triumph through God's grace, and so can we. Isaiah 7 and 14 talks about one of the names of God, Emmanuel. "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," or God with us. And then there's disappointment. You can't go very long in life without experiencing that, and there's many reasons for it. Either people sometimes don't fulfill our expectations, or circumstances don't work out the way we had hoped. And sometimes the Lord says no in answer to prayer. As an example, 1 Chronicles 22 and 7 says, "David said to Solomon, my son, as for me, it was in my mind to build an house unto the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, thou hast shed blood abundantly, and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build an house unto my name." So the Lord told David, "No, but your son Solomon will." Acts 16 and 7 says, "Paul and Silas, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go unto Bithynia, but this Holy Spirit suffered them not." And Romans 10 and 11, the Living Bible translation says, "For the scriptures tell us that no one who believes in Christ will ever be disappointed. He is one who will not disappoint." He gives us victory over that terrible emotion of disappointment. Habakkuk 3:17 and 19 says, "Although the fig tree shall not blossom, nor fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me walk upon mine high places." The NIV says, "He enables me to go on the heights." Romans 8 and 28 says, "And we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." The second name I'd like to share with you is Wonderful. What a marvelous word, wonderful. It has a ring of expectancy, of excitement. Webster defines it as exciting wonder, exciting amazement or admiration, marvelous, astonishing, unusually good, admirable. And it was one of the words used to describe Jesus the Messiah in Isaiah 9:6. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." The synonyms of wonderful are intriguing. They are fantastic. Well, Jesus is fantastic, is he not? Magnificent. A synonym is a word that means sort of the same thing. He is magnificent. He's a counselor as well as a marvelous brother. He is marvelous. He's splendid, amazing, a most splendid friend indeed, who is simply amazing in his ability to understand our every need and heart's cry. Another synonym for wonderful is incredible, miraculous. And, well, of course, his unconditional love is incredible, as his miraculous intervention in the affairs of our lives. He is remarkable. And indeed, it's positively remarkable how he fulfilled all prophecy in Scripture that concerned him. And this feat demonstrates the inspiration of the Bible, and it's more than the human mind can comprehend. Marvelous also means, and wonderful means, spectacular. When he comes for his bride, it will be a spectacular event surpassed only by his return with her to reign on the earth. Praise God. Wonderful, that wonderful name of our God, all that he has done for you and me. How can we praise him? Isaiah 25 and 1 says, "O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. thy counsel of old are faithfulness and truth. Isn't that true? He is our wonderful God. Emmanuel, God with us, and wonderful. He is our wonderful God. He counsels us and leads us in the ways in which we should go. And as we draw close to the celebration of Christmas, my heart's desire for you is to take some time to prepare and celebrate His birth, the virgin birth that was prophesied through the ages. Consider all that He has done for us, all that He has done for His people, and how His very names are the answer to the problems of the human heart. For loneliness, His name is Emmanuel, God with us. And for disappointment, well, He's wonderful. He's able to turn our mourning into dancing. Ponder God's working in your life. Savor His presence. Give a gift to Him, a gift to further His work, a gift of yourself to others, a gift to the house of God. But better yet, the best gift you can give Jesus is the gift of yourself. Praise God. Well, beloved, it has been a great blessing to share the goodness of the Lord and to contemplate all that He has done for us, to realize that great love of God, that God so loved the world, He so loved us, that He sent His only begotten Son into the world, that whomsoever would believe on Him would not perish but have everlasting life. And all that Jesus did, all those years He was growing up, and then those 3 years of public ministry, and then the agony, the horrors, the suffering of His crucifixion, He did that because He loved us. And so, beloved, we can never praise and thank Him enough for all that He has done, and that we can enjoy the abundant life, His blessings in this life, but the joy of being with Him and with the family of God, the communion of saints throughout all the ages, and celebrate His love and goodness without end. What a future to look forward to. Well, beloved, I love you. I thank God for the privilege of sharing the gospel with you. I pray for you every day, and I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.